Good evening, everybody. So I just want to continue in Perek Yud. Now, Perek Yud is very deep in Yonim. It's the Yonim about El Rabah, it's Yonim about Karvalinish, it's the Yonim about all these types of things. And like I said, it's not things that we necessarily will fully understand. So I'm going to take bits and pieces from some of this stuff, and we'll try to get the best possible understanding. So in Perek Yud, he says, in Ois Yud Tes, says a beautiful thing. He says, Ava Pisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'anish, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes, Hashem exact punishment, Lefnim Meshura Sadin, and it's Ma, he goes, Aval Hara Labrius, Meshalim loy kigmulay mamish v'chein lahagvalev. So he says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes exactly and precisely. However, he does it with rachamim. And by doing it with rachamim, what that means is that sometimes he'll it's all with mishpat, but it's with rachamim. And Hashem will maybe be a little bit more lenient on some things. And Hashem, but to whom? That's only Zakta Goyim. Kisheha Rasha Toiv Labriyos. When the Rasha is good to other people, Azaya Kodesh Baruch Hu Meitiv Imay Gamkein Umanishoy Bechesed. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Manishim with Hesed. So if the person is Rala Shemayim, but he's Yofi Labriyos, he's good with others. He does chasadim with other people. He's good labrius. So if he's toiv labrius, then a Kodesh Baruch will be mevater on some of his oinish. He will be not mevater, but he will be ma'anish him in a much more rachmanazdik way. So that's what it says. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. Hashem is a tzadik. In everything he does, it's exactly up he did. But chasid b'chol ma'asav, over soif b'shas ma'isa, he ends up doing chesed. Because if a person does chesed with others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do chesed with the way he punishes him as well. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strict judgment. However, if a person does get the light on here. If the person does, oh no, it's not working. No. If the person, I don't know what's going on here. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like if a person does, okay, go ahead, that's in light. If a person does chesed with others, even if Lashamayim, he is not necessarily the best, because Baruch will do chesed with him, and he'll make his oinish less. V'chein v'gvalev. The other person that Hashem does not play games with is a balgaiva. A person's a balgaiva, Hashem takes them all out. Very interesting gra. Okay? That means if a person is a bal chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him differently. Now, maybe we could say pshat is. First of all, the person was treated others well, Hashem will treat him well. But maybe there's a deeper understanding, which is what the Chafetz Chaim says in a few places, which is that the primary midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be a Baal Chesed. Oilum Chesed Yibane, that the purpose of the creation was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mashpia onto the world. Mashpia Chesed into the world. So if that's the primary function of that was primary midah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person who's a Baal Chesed is being misdameh to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's being the most similar to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the way he is with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way he is, his nature can make him be more davuk to Hashem. So if he is indeed a Baal Chesed, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will want to be mischasid with him because he is similar the most to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says similarly in the next shtick, he says, Hara Labrios, someone that's ra to others, If he's Ra'al Abriyos, then he's Eino Oyla Min Gehenim. Until the Tzadik, Ya'alenu HaTzadik. V'Ra'al HaShemayim, Ein Yochol Likonis Ligan Eden, Ad Shiyovay HaTzadik. Someone that's Ra'al HaShemayim, is Ein Yochol Likonis Ligan Eden, Ad Shiyovay HaTzadik. So basically, someone wants to get out of Gehenim early, he needs to discuss with the Tzadik to get him out. He can't do it on his own. Okay, there's another guy a little later. He says like this: Avo bishal achar gzar din ina tshuva moyel lahatziloi min hamisa mikomoko moyel lahalois in the gehenem achar shiizbol hakol. So he said, there's a point in life where tshuva is too late. Tshuva won't help. It's too late to change the gzar din in this world. We say with time it works or whatever, but with a tzibur it works. But as a yachid, it could be it's too late. But he says it's never too late for the tshuva. Maybe will change the gzar din in this world, but it will, the tshuva cannot change the gzar din in this world. Maybe, but the tshuva will always be able to get him out of the next inish in the next world. Okay. Then he goes on to people who die at different ages. 13, 20, I don't want to get into that right now. Now, there is a very interesting and a fascinating chazal. The chazal tell us that until 20 years old, between 13 and 20, even though the person is a gadol, but you don't get punished misa b'dei shemayim until 20. And that was the chiddush of Korach, that even ketanim mesu, right? Because we say gadol ha-machlekes, that even ketanim die. Okay, so the Gun here says a fascinating chiddush. She says, "Apa pi sha'amru she'ein beizdin shalmaila ma'anishim ad esrim shana." Even though we are told that the bezdin does not punish until he's 20 years old, but afterwards he gets punished completely and everything. So it's interesting. So yeah, up till 20, he doesn't get punished in Shemayim. But if he doesn't do tshuva by 20, it sounds like he's saying he will be held accountable. All the chatayim he did from his bar mitzvah on, and they bring down here the Chacham Tzvi had held the same thing. So that's a big chiddush. Etc. Okay. Now, there's a few other complicated goings here. He says like this: Hashem said, he says that just like a person, when it comes to a place of kedusha, a person can't just walk in. Right? It doesn't work that way. You can't just come from the street and go into the kodesh hakadoshim. You have to get used to the environment. You have to understand you're entering into levels of Kedusha. And he says that it's just like an Avodah. You can't just go from 0 to 60. It doesn't work. When you're coming in from the outside, you want to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh, it doesn't work either. That's why there were, in the Mishnah in Kalim, it speaks out there are 10 levels of Kedusha. There was first Eretz Yisrael, it was more Kodesh HaKutva, then Yerushalayim, right? Then inside the Choyma, then inside the Harabayis, then inside the Chel, then the Ezra's Noshim, then the Ezra's Yisrael, then in the Azara, between up to the Mizbeach, then from the between the Mizbeach and the Heichal, and then the Ulam, then the Heichal. There's a lot of levels of Kedusha. Why? Because when a person's entering to Kedusha, is up to going, a person has to get used to it, it goes step by step. You can't just walk straight in. So, K'moy Shalamata Beves HaMikdash, Yesh Madregas Madregas, Mikoydim Nichnasim L'Harabayis, V'achakach L'Chel, U'le'ezra's Noshim, it goes slow. Slow, step by step. Kenu lamayla. That's the way it is lamala as well in Shemayim. You think they were just going to go straight to Gehenim, straight to Gan Eden? No. Mi Hashem, mi yogur ba'alach. Who's going to get into your oil? Ha'adam b'maisa b'olam is a boy nesham kamim mizbachis. Olam sh'olam makrib nishmasim. Every olam a person gets into, he gets closer to Kadosh Baruch when he brings it, but he doesn't get all the way up. It's a step by step process. It's not so simple that a person just goes straight to Gan Eden. No, it's a process. A person has to get accustomed to it. A person was in Gashmi's dikum velt, and he was living in a certain way of life. He's got to go and live another way of life. That's not so simple. So, you know, that's a very important idea that, you know, we have to take steps in what we're doing. And, you know, that's the way it goes. Now, the Goyin then goes ahead and now and starts introducing, he's very mayrich on the concept of Gilgulin. Here he explains the concept. I'll just read it inside. And like I said, again, a lot of minyanim here. I'll just read it. Kodesh Baruch Hu bar es Adam lehetivoy b'acharisa. The person, Hashem created a neshama. The neshama could be perfected in this world. V'afim ha'adam chata, even if a person sinned. Kodesh Baruch Hu machzir elezeh ha'ilam. Hashem will put him back in the world. Pa'amim v'sholish. A few times. Ad shi yisukan ma'ashi iveis. Until he fixes up the problem. He goes into Ganim, actually is Dakich, the Avram Meno Azwama, until he becomes perfect. Achachiloku, Kimi Shahaya Toyv Mitchila, someone that was good, Gufa Zoycha Gamkin Lamapa. His Guf is also Zoycha Toyv Lamapa. Avomisha Loitike Mitchila, Hagufa Marishainim, Kolon Vene Vodin. The first goof is lost. So it sounds like from the going that a person does not get that many gilgulim. It's two or three gilgulim. It's not more than that. Okay, now there's a lot of shittas on these things and a lot of questions on these things. People tend to ask a question on these things about, for example, in Olam Haba, in a Gilgul. So a person had two different gufim. Is he going to get Tchias Mason with this goof or with that goof? A lot of these types of questions. I don't know the answer to these questions. I will speak out maybe tomorrow a little bit more arichas in the Goyin, and then we'll move on. I don't want to spend too much time on it. But this is, the Goyin is very, very real, this Indian. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll try to explain it a little bit better. Okay, shkoyach everyone. We'll pick it up tomorrow, and then we're wrapping up the sefer. We'll see what we learn after. Okay, kol tov.